Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, December 17, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Investor News Breaks: Search Minerals Inc., SMY, OTC, SHCF, advances Canada's critical rare earth strategy in Labrador. Search Minerals Inc., a Canadian exploration and development company, is focused on maximizing critical rare earth element resources in Labrador. The company's core portfolio in the Port Hope Simpson St. Louis Cree District includes projects like Deep Fox and Foxtrot, along with over 20 new prospects. Additionally, the Red Wine Cree District in central Labrador is home to prospects such as Merlot, Two Tom, and Man No. 1. These districts play a key role in Canada's critical mineral independence strategy. Search Minerals is dedicated to exploring and developing critical rare earths elements as well as transition metals in Labrador, controlling two deposits, two drill-ready prospects, and numerous other Cree prospects. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Update: Golden Caribou Resources intersects 0.56 grams per 10 gold over 99.84 meters, 327.56 feet. Golden Caribou Resources Limited announces intersecting 0.56 grams per ton of gold over 99.84 meters in drill hole QGQ2523 from 180.20 meters, while drill holes QGQ2021 and QGQ25-23 to Manganese 24 encountered intermittent anomalous gold mineralization. They were stopped early due to mechanical issues. Ongoing drilling is targeting the Halo Zone, with drill hole QGQ25-28 currently in progress. The company is focusing on the greenstone and argillite contact to explore further mineralization to the north. All drilling samples are processed by ALS Canada Limited's laboratory in North Vancouver, ensuring accurate and independent analysis.
Copper hoarding in the U.S. could drive prices to unexpected highs. Prices of copper have soared in 2025, with the metal reaching several record highs along the way. As the year comes to an end, several analysts are forecasting that this rally could carry on into 2026, fueled by a number of factors. All in all, the copper market is still very much in flux, with many factors on the supply side likely to trigger price volatility. At the same time, the demand side can also flip on a dime, so the trajectory of the price could swing wildly on either side if there is a development that shakes the market. Copper exploration companies like Tor Metals Inc., TSX Dong, will be watching closely. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., OTLC, leverages nanoparticles to reimagine drug delivery in oncology. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc. is revolutionizing drug delivery in oncology by leveraging nanoparticles. Research shows the significant advantages of nanoparticle delivery in pharma. Through its DesiParticle platform, the company is advancing nanoparticle-based delivery strategies in a real-world clinical context. By applying ultra-small carrier technologies, Oncotelic is enhancing existing cancer therapies with nanotechnology. Nanoparticles, typically in the 1 to 100 nanometer range, act as carriers for therapeutic agents, improving absorption, tissue penetration, and reducing off-target effects. This innovative approach is reshaping how we think about drug delivery in cancer treatment.
Novel biomarker could predict resistance to immunotherapy, study finds. Scientists at Northwestern Medicine have identified a novel biomarker, USP22, that can predict resistance to immunotherapy in cancer patients. This discovery could lead to new treatment options for non-responders, potentially transforming patient care. The findings, published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation, highlight the importance of personalized medicine in cancer treatment. Enterprises like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc. are actively researching ways to utilize this new information for the benefit of patients. This breakthrough underscores the ongoing advancements in the field of immunotherapy and the potential for improved outcomes for cancer patients.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.